The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, talks about the godless of the Yom HaGshamim. And the Gemara says different things to bring out the greatness of Yom HaGshamim. The Gemara says, L'mashal, the Gadol Yom HaGshamim, like the day of Tchias HaMesim, it's equal to the day of Tchias HaMesim. Gadol Yom HaGshamim ki Yom Matan Torah, it's equal to the day of Matan Torah. And the Gemara in Mabe says, Gadol Yom HaGshamim ki Yom, like the day of Briyas HaOlam. It's unbelievable how flagus and the godless of Yom HaGshamim, according to one Mandamer, it's even greater than the things we just mentioned. And the next couple of laughs, the Gemara goes through different examples of the godless of Yom HaGshamim. And this is difficult to understand. What exactly is the greatness of Yom HaGshamim? You know, it's an important thing. We get Gashem, we get Parnassa, it's something important. But to equate the day of Gshamim, the day when it rains, with Matan Torah and Maisa Bereishis, Tchias HaMesim, that's something very, very difficult to understand. What is the meaning of this? And I once heard a beautiful Hasbir from Ramesh Shapira Zatzal. And this has been printed recently in the Sefer Shuvi V'Nachasa on Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, Inyan Hey. He has a beautiful shtickle on Sheilo B'Bereichas Hashanim. The shtickle goes by Rechis through many Inyanim in Masachas Tainus, the whole Musig of Sheilo, Sheilo Nesuk Shamim, what Kishamim is all about, the Inyan of Masachas Tainus, why there's a special Masachas that is dedicated so much to rain and special tefillahs for rain. It's really kedai to see the whole shtickle, to see Barichas what he says, but I just want to take out one nekuda, one hasber in this Inyan of Gadol Yom HaGshamim that he says over there, and he's masber that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis was Mavdil the Mayim. He says, Yehi Rekia B'Sachem Mayim, Mavdil B'Mayim L'Mayim, and it's Yadua that what happened then was a chaluka between the Mayim L'Yonim and the Mayim Tachtainim. Some of the water remained down here, and the other waters went up to Me'al Rekia Shemayim on top, on L'Mayla, above from the Rekia Shemayim. He explains over there that this makam of L'Mayla Merekia HaShemayim, place which is called Shemayim, which is above the Rekia, this is really an Olam, which is an Olam Ruchni. It's not a physical world, it's a spiritual world. And the water which went into that world, the Mayim L'Yonim, are waters, it's Mayim, that is really Kula Ruchni. There's nothing Gashmistic about them at all. The Mayim HaTachtainim is water which is lower down. It's in the physical world. It's Mitachas L'Rekia. That is water which, when you say Tachtainim, doesn't necessarily mean down here. It could be up there in Shemayim, but it's in the Chelik of Mitachas L'Rekia, where it's part of the physical world, not part of a spiritual world. That is the Chelik between the Mayim L'Yonim and Mayim Tachtainim. And he explains that Geshem, besides for the physical Geshem, the Geshem in Chazal always represents a Hashpa, L'mayla, any Hashpa, whether it's Ruchnias and Geshemis, is referred to as Geshem, that represents the droplets of Hashpa that come down L'mayla. And he explains how when it rains, there's really two different ways for us to get rain. We could get rain from the Mayim HaTachtainim, which is the regular physical world, the rain which is up there in the clouds, but it's coming from the Olam HaTachtain, it's just physical rain which comes down and does what it needs to do to keep the world going. But he says it's possible to get the rain not from the Mayim HaTachtainim, but from the Mayim HaOlyonim. And we get the rain from the Mayim HaOlyonim, it's really coming from an Olam which is beyond us, an Olam which is L'mayim in Harakia. This is the real Shemayim, and that rain brings with it a Hashpa Ruchnis, a tremendous Hashpa Ruchnis, and it's really a almost a Ruchnis stick of rain that comes down with the Gashmis stick of rain, and it's Mechaber, the Shemayim Va'aretz, the Neshama and the Guf. It connects us to the Olam HaElyon, and it brings with it a tremendous Hashpa, and it brings the world to its Tachlis, it brings the Adam to its Tachlis. That is when you're Zeichet to get the Mayim from the Mayim HaElyonim. And when we talk about the Va'atzas HaShemayim V'lo Yematar, and if we're Zeichet, we get the Matar, many of these Psukim are referring to not just getting rain, but getting the Mayim from the Mayim HaElyonim, from that Iker Hashpa of rain, where it's supposed to come from that Olam HaElyon. And this Gadol Yom HaGshamim B'Shlemusa will happen, Lasad Lavei, it will happen when we have that full Chibur between Shemayim V'aretz. But even now in this world, we're Zeicha sometimes to get a little bit of the Geshem, a little bit of a Hashpa, some droplets coming from that Mayim L'Yonim, to be Zeicha, to have rain come from that Malchim, that brings with it a tremendous Hashpa of Ruchnias, a tremendous Chibur Bein Shemayim V'aretz, connecting that Olam HaRuchni with us down here in the Olam HaGashmi. He explains that that's what Chazal mean when they talk about the Gadol Yom HaGshamim. Yom HaGshamim doesn't just mean when it rains, but when we're Zeicha to get a little bit of Geshem from that Olam HaElyon, from the Olam which is Ma'al Rekia, from the Mayim HaElyonim. And when that happens, there's a chibur between the Olam HaElyon, the Olam L'mayim min Rekia, which is the Olam Ruchni, together with us down here, with Olam HaGashmi. And that's when you have such a chibur between the Olam HaElyon and the Olam HaTachtain, from the highest level of Ruchnius with the lowest level of Gashmius, that Zakh the Gemara, that's equal to Tchiyas HaMesim, which is what Tchiyas HaMesim really is. It's putting the Nesham in the Guf, the Mechaber, the Elyon with the Tachtein. That's what Matan Torah is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and he opened the Rekiyim, Atar Esel Adask, Hashem Hu Lakim, and he was Mechaber, the Olam HaElyon with Olam HaTachtein, which is essentially what Matan Torah was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Megal himself, and we heard him speak. There was the greatest Gili of the Olam HaElyonim, the greatest Olam HaElyonim, together with the Olam HaTachtein down here. And that's what Ma'aser Bereishis was as well, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected himself to the Bria, a chibur between the Yonim and Tachtonim. That's all different ways to refer to the Yom HaShamim, which in a way is even greater than that. And that's the tefillos that we're mispalo for. That's the Ta'anesim that we do. We're misane, not just to be zeicha for the physical rain, which is also important, but for the real rain from the Olam HaElyon, from the ultimate world, the Mayim HaElyonim. And that's what Maseches Tainis is really all about, in a pnimistic sense, to be zeicha, to get a te'ima of the droplets of the Mayim HaElyonim.